Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because
it's invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
If you're wondering right now where your glasses are, you're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to share a conversation that I had a few days ago with one of my most favorite people, Tom Nardone. He's half of the Tom Nardone Show team, and he is awesome. So today is Wednesday, April 15th, and his new book is out. It's called Chasing Kites and is available at ADHDpeople.net and TomNardone.net. In our conversation, he talks about his thoughts on ADHD, the differences between being a blogger and being a podcaster, about what it's like to work with the love of his life, Yvonne, and what he was doing while she was out of town. Here's Tom Nardone, and he's awesome. What more can I say?
I think that you should tell us what you would like people to know about you, because this is a new show for me, and I don't know. I would assume that lots of people that would listen to this would know you, but what if they don't? What would you like people to know about you?
You know, I don't really know how to answer that. I never really thought about it. You know, I guess I'm sympathetic. I'm ADHD, obviously, and I'm, you know, very sympathetic to others that are who do see it as a problem, because I've, you know, there's a big, I guess, argument in the community about whether it's a gift or whether it's not a gift. And, you know, it really, to me, just depends on your circumstance, you know. And I've had it in both. I've had it both ways, you know, for years when I wasn't, when I was going job to job and, you know, didn't really have any directions, it was anything but a gift. It was terrible. You know, when I was in school, it was terrible. It was never anything I looked at as a gift. I didn't even really realize what it was or never even heard of ADHD. But now that I do have a job and I house and my wife and everything and things are good for me, you know, I guess I do consider it a little bit of a gift. I mean, it's not something that bothers me, and it's not something I'm interested in not having any longer. I mean, if there was a cure, I don't imagine I would take it. But, you know, I was a blogger for years, and, you know, of course, TomNardone.net and ADHDpeople.net, and those blogs are still out there. And I don't really pay that much attention to them anymore. They're, you know, about most of the traffic I get from those is from Google and stuff like that. But the reason I went over to podcasting was because Yvonne got me a microphone and, you know, a bunch of audio stuff for Christmas. And I really got angry about it. You know, I had to put a smile on because I didn't want to hurt her feelings and act like I was all excited about it. But I was so pissed off that I couldn't even see straight. I mean, I had to put on a show.
Right. Well, that's what I guess that's what I wanted to ask you, because I know you from your blogging and you write very funny. Like you've got the humor is exquisite humor, very funny. Crying laughing is the kind of laughing I get out of what you write. That thing, like you said, the Santa Claus thing was maybe one of your highest.
Oh, yeah, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. I mean, funny, funny stuff. So, you know, if you get to know you from that. Now, here's where I don't understand. Okay, so you get a microphone and equipment as a Christmas gift from your wife.
Yeah.
And so you know you have to put on a show and you're mad. But what is it that made her do that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's sort of like random. Had you mentioned that you wanted to do a show?
Never. I think the reason is because I've been on several podcasts that other people, you know, would do. Now,
right.
Yvonne always would listen. And Yvonne's my wife, if I didn't mention it. Yvonne would always listen to the shows. That's like our thing. Whenever we had time, we had to listen. She wanted to listen to the show with me, so I had to listen to myself again on these podcasts. And I know with Justine Rotolo, the Miss ADD show, I've been on her show probably 7 or 8 times.
Oh, yes. And I've heard you a few of those times, and you're fabulous.
Yeah, and thanks. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Copper had me on, and Tammy Newman had me. You know, anyway, just a bunch of Eric Tivers had me on.
Right.
A bunch of different shows. And, you know, Yvonne just really liked it. She thought I was really good on the shows, and she just figured I'd probably want to do a podcast. And she didn't have any, there was nothing else that I really wanted. I mean, you know, I mean, I have my Xbox and my big TV, and what else is there?
You know? Nothing. There's,
yeah, I know.
Xbox and TV, you're done.
But,
okay. So she saw it as something that you enjoyed.
Yeah,
but thought maybe you'd like.
I'll tell you why. The reason I got angry about it, though, you know, at the time I had this book that I was having to work on. You know, I was still very active on my blog, so I've got all kinds of people making comments that I have to answer back, or asking me questions, or asking me for help or advice, which I still am happy to do. But I had that going on, and now I not only have all this equipment that I have to hook up and figure out, I have to make a whole new site and a podcast, and how, you know, now I go back from checking web traffic to checking, I mean, it's just podcast traffic, and I'm just like, how in the hell is this going to happen? I mean, when am I supposed to do this? You know, and I didn't even, you
right,
know,
on top of your regular job. I mean,
oh yeah, in my job. Yeah.
Right.
And this is all spare time stuff. You know, it just irritated me because it was just like another job. It was like another responsibility. You know, it's like, now what? You know,
what pushed you to make the first one? Because some people seriously would get the equipment and it would be sitting there like clothes on a chair.
Well, then that's, you know, Yvonne, and mine would have not been an exception to that. Yvonne kept pestering me about it. And I would be like, Yvonne, you don't just get the equipment, open the box and start recording that day. I said, you know, there's things that have to be done. I have to come up with a name. I have to get things set up. I have to, you know, which is all true to a degree, but you know, I probably did extend it a little farther than what the truth would allow. You know, at work, walking around, I got to thinking about it more and more. And also Yvonne had mentioned that she wanted to be a part of this podcast. So then it really kind of bugged me. Okay. That really bugged me because it's like, okay, so I've been doing this for 2 years, and you know, and I'll tell you something about an ADHD blog. It is really difficult to get people to read your blog if you're blogging about ADHD. Okay.
Right.
It really is. Now, I don't cater to the doctors and the coaches and the professionals. I cater to the people who have ADHD, just the regular Joes. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a bunch of coaches that like to read you and others that they'd like to read me. But I don't write about I write about my life with ADHD. And
right. You're not writing ADHD. Like informational, educational yeah. stuff.
Or I write about, or if I do write about certain issues in the community, I always make a point to, identify my opinion is really what has driven my website. And that's what makes my site different, is that I really do write to entertain people. I don't write to help people, though people, in spite of my efforts, seem to draw a lot of help from it. And I'm glad of that. I really am. It thrills me to know that. And it's one of the things that's kept me going with my blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back to the whole podcast thing. So see, I've built a pretty good following, and now here comes Yvonne, who just wants to step into the limelight with me. And I'm just like,
well, that's interesting, because now she wasn't a part of the blog.
Not really.
I mean, she would be mentioned in the story.
She had written 1 or 2 articles that I let her write for the story, and I do mention her, and you know, it's not like I kept anything from her. You know, she was part of it in that she was my wife, but very rarely seen. She did a video on it once, and that was funny. But then I got to thinking about it more and more. I said, you know, Yvonne and I have some of the coolest conversations, you know, all the time. And I said, maybe it would be kind of fun, you know, having her on the show. And, you know, maybe it's like she doesn't have to necessarily be on every show. Maybe she can just like be a recurring guest, or, you know.
Right.
Because I don't know. That's just where my head was. But
your dynamic is what's so wonderful. Like, that's what I love. I love when Yvonne
and that's
so innocently says these things to you.
Everybody, I'll tell you one thing, and I'm so, not that I was worried about it. I really did expect this, but I am so, so pleased at how warmly Yvonne has been received by everybody, because she was just a name for years on my blog. You know, she was just the name I used for my wife. And, you know, now she's become a real person to everybody. And having, especially the people who've been reading me for years, you know, after knowing me the way they do, meeting her and seeing how great she is, it's like everything that they know about me just really makes her seem so much more agreeable and kind. I mean, she's just such a...
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. She's awesome. But like I said, I love her timing is... It's really pretty genius. And the way she just says the very most, I know she doesn't do it on purpose. It's just the way she is. But like, she'll just spit out something that's like kind and gentle and sort of, and it sits there, but it's sort of like this very innocently, you know, big thing that is like this, like truth that sits, that makes that contrast with you. And it looks so funny.
I don't know what show it was that this was on, but there was one show and it was near the beginning of the show. And she says, I was talking and I said, what are you doing? And I said, are you trying to distract me? And she goes, and you can barely hear her say it. She goes, I was doing my Walking Dead impression. And I'm like, what the hell? You know? And it was just funny, but she didn't. She was just messing with, and I forgot why she was doing it. It wasn't just for the show or anything. It was just, I can't remember what all was going on, but God, that cracks me up when I hear that, you know. But the more and more I thought about the podcast, the more excited I got about it. And I got to thinking, you know, there's been so many times that I'm writing and I have to just leave this out or leave that out, because you can't write a 4,000 word blog and expect anybody to read the whole thing.
Right.
But I can speak that many words in 20 minutes. And, you know, so I got to thinking, well, you know, maybe this might be great, because then I don't have to, hell, people will just write 20, 30 minutes, whatever, and that'll be fine. So I kind of warmed up to the idea there, and we recorded two shows. We did my theory of pants, which was my first blog. So I thought it would be fun to do that as our first podcast. And then we did the New Year's resolution one. And this is right around Christmas time when we got started. We did them as pilot shows, and people seemed to like them. You know, I mean, they really did them. So that's why we put them on YouTube podcasts, and we put them on, you know, now it's just part of in our regular lineup. You know, and we've just been, I think we've just 22 or 23 shows at this point.
Wow. Really? Already?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, well, we were doing two shows a week, and we had about 8 or 9 shows before we even launched it. So we had some already in the tank.
Right.
So we didn't have to work that hard, you know, throughout. But, you know, now we're pretty much, we've been on track. We've put out at least one show a week since we've gotten started.
Yeah. And it is already April. So that makes sense. But now that you've been doing it, obviously you enjoy it.
Oh, it's fun. I don't know why. Yeah. I love talking into that microphone. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just fun. It is fun. It's fun to do it. You know, it's right. Like Yvonne and I get all excited about it, you know, before the show. And hey, you know, hey, Tom, like when I wake up, Tom, you're off today. Yeah. He goes, I'm off today. We're going to do a podcast. It's like, yeah. Oh, she gets all excited and gets her notebook out. You know, Yvonne does come up with a lot of the ideas for shows, you know, on her own, but a lot of them, you know, she basically kind of thumbs through my blog and says, oh yeah, that'd be a good show. Which is fine. Sometimes I'll come up with a show idea. It just depends. Or, you know, there's like Yvonne's pitch a show idea, but it's like so much. I said, you know what, Yvonne, each one of those subjects is its own show. So we can just do a show, you know, and we just kind of collaborate. And I'll tell you why I'm so much happier today doing the podcast than I was doing the blog. It's because typical Saturday for me was to wake up, or I say Saturday, whatever day I'm off, if we're both off, I come downstairs, sit on this chair that I'm in, and I start typing on my laptop. I'm writing a blog post, which takes about 6 hours with my pictures and everything I do with it. Then Yvonne will wake up, she'll get her coffee, and she'll sit right here next to me, and she'll be on her laptop, and we just pretty much sit in silence. And then she'll ask me a question, and I'll be like, what is it? you know, and then, you know, it's like every time she wants to talk to me, it like takes my attention away from what I'm doing. If, you know, it's like if I'm reading or if I'm writing, which I'm rarely reading because I don't read, but when I do read, when I do read, it's so annoying for somebody to steal my attention, you know, away. Cause then I have to figure out where I was real, you know, it's all a big thing to me to get started back over again.
Right. Sure.
So it was just like our days off were just, you know, just bullshit, you know, it was just garbage. And so, you know, I told, so now, but though with the podcast, it's like way different cause it's our show, you know?
And so that is time together, right?
Yeah, and Yvonne has been on every show. She's an equal part of the whole process. We both collaborate on it. We both talk about it. You know, we talk about what would be funny, what would not be funny, you know, in regard to the only part of it that she has nothing to do with, and it's not because she's not allowed to, it's because she doesn't care, is my intros, you know, that I do for the show, which, you know,
right.
I know a lot of people have kind of the same kind of intro they do. And I mean, and we do follow a pattern with them, but it's not like, you know, I'm not like tied down to that one thing. I mean, I start the show however I want to start the show. And I usually like to use the bumpers. That's just a lot of fun to get, you know, some of the listeners and some of the, you know, people in the community involved.
Yeah, no, I love that about your show too.
And I really,
having that flexibility is good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I think episode 23 or 24 is next. And your bumper is up. So
I'm really
very excited about your bumper.
Well, we'll see how it goes over. It was fun to do.
But I'll tell you something about blogging and I feel funny saying anything or being very definitive about podcasting because I've only been doing it a short time. But I believe I personally believe it's the same situation is that people don't really care about a blog or a podcast. People don't follow a blog or follow a podcast. They follow the blogger or the podcaster. Period.
The person, right.
And if, you know, it's like people don't follow TomNardone.net. They follow Tom Nardone because I write things that are funny or interesting to them. Okay. It probably wouldn't matter what the title of, say I wrote a blog post today, it really wouldn't matter what the title of it was. People are going to click on it and start reading it. It doesn't matter what I write about. People are going to read it. At least they'll begin to. If I were to...
At least they'll begin
if I were to.
They may not finish it.
You know, if I were to change the way I think and decide that, you know, maybe I need to help the ADHD community get organized. So let's just say I want to come up with a bunch of different methods for organization strategies. And that was actually, is currently my favorite bumper, is the one with Jeff Copper. When I began the show to say that, you know, we're going to talk about seven of the most effective ways to.
Yeah.
And then me and Yvonne start laughing like, hey, I almost said it with a straight face. Cause that's kind of the way I'm known in the community. As I guess the black sheep, or as Deshaun Wirt, I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
She said that my website, my podcast was a guilty pleasure of the ADHD community, which I really did appreciate. There's been so many times that I've said, you know, I don't really want to this, like this particular blog post or this particular whatever is just, it's kind of a little too personal with my group. And then I said, you know what? I don't care. I've already written it. But you know, that was received so much better than everything else. People really do appreciate, you know, it's just like Eric Tivers. If you remember his show that with the, when he was in his car, the reason that show did so well is because Eric was so personal with it. He talked about himself so much and people related to that. It's no different with anything else. People are interested in other people's lives. And
yeah, that's what I said when he wrote this thing about wanting a book idea. I'm like, I think what's important to you is what I would find interesting.
Yeah. And that's just what I think if you're going to be starting a blog or a podcast, I think the more personal that you are with the people that you're speaking to, the more they're going to know you. You're going to be like a friend to them, that they know you. So it's like you're a friend, and it's like it's just totally different. You know, it's just, I get that a lot of people write blogs, you know, three ways to do this and seven bad things, you know, and all these number, I just call them number blogs.
Oh, they drive me nuts.
Yeah. And I'm not bashing them or saying they're wrong. I'm just saying. And
no, I know, but you know, they're told to do that. That's if you go to any expert.
Yeah, I know. I've read it.
Write three ways or five ways.
Or how to, or this. And, you know, I like picking up my own titles, you know, for stuff and, you know, and making my own artwork. And I'm glad I did it, but the only thing I've ever asked anybody else to do for me was my iTunes icon, which I'm glad I did get my friend Rob to do that for me. But other than that, I enjoy every part of what I do. And
right. It's the creative process. And I think that's Yvonne too. You know, when I saw her sing that song for Chad,
Yvonne's great.
I said, oh, well, you know, she's really creative. So that is probably why, I know she's not on with us today, but that's probably why she saw herself being involved in the podcast.
It had nothing to do with the music.
No, but being creative.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah. I think, and it's really funny because, I mean, and I look, I'm an attention whore and I make no apology for it.
That's what I love about you.
Don't hide behind that. It is exciting as hell to me to see a bunch of people read this or listened to this or commented on this. And I read every comment and I try to respond to every comment. But it was funny because I remember earlier on in my blog, I got with Google Analytics. And if you don't know what that is, Google Analytics is it gives you all kinds of information about who went to your site, where they're from, you know, it even has and this is the part I'm bringing up, is it gives you like a world map, and it's a live world map. So anybody that's on your site will have a little dot in their part of the world.
That's cool.
So I remember one time I posted this article and there's like, within 10 minutes or so, there was like, you know, 30 people that were reading it. So there's dots like all over the world.
Wow.
Well, yeah. But anyway, what I'm telling you is, so Yvonne was in her room in bed and she had not gotten up yet. So just to mess with her, I unplugged my laptop and I ran into her and said, Yvonne, look. I said, the whole world loves me. And she just looks at me and rolls her eyes and says, how did you, what if I was asleep? I said, I would have woken you up because look at this. You know? And I'd love messing with her like that. Or like, we're just sitting here in silence and I'll go to Google Analytics, say somebody in, I don't know, New Guinea or something is on. I'll just spin the laptop and say, hey, Yvonne, look, they love me in New Guinea or they love me in Paraguay, you know, or whatever. And I love messing with her like that. And she goes, why do you, all this? Okay, now, but here's the thing now that Yvonne's involved, she is like, she loves hearing all the numbers. She wants to see every comment. How many hits today? How many hits today? I mean, it is so funny. She is just like I was, you know, like 2 years ago. Now I do check my traffic and on a really great day, I mean, I'm like, hey, that's fantastic, you know. And right now I think our best day for the podcast has been like 400 people downloaded, you know, 400 shows getting downloaded.
But, wow.
But it stays, it pretty much fluctuates. It's very few days under 100, but I mean, we're seeing between 1 and 300 downloads a day, which is, you know, it's fine. I mean, if it never got beyond that, I'd probably keep doing it. I mean, I enjoy doing it. And
that's a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's fun because, you know, like Yvonne's out of town right now and I miss her. So it's like, it's fun to listen to these shows that, you know, where we had such a fun conversation. You know, so I mean, I like listening to my own show. It sounds weird, I guess, but it's
no,
just,
I'm a huge fan because I think the dynamic between the two of you, again, back to what you were saying, like it's so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You really feel like you're sitting there with you guys. To say it's a good feeling sounds hokey, but you know what I'm saying? It's a very comfortable,
well, and it's intimate.
You don't know what you guys are going to say next or what your angle will be on whatever your topic is. It's very funny.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as our preparation though, I always say, got my show notes, you know, I mean, it's never any, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, a behind the scenes, we're very behind the scenes and candid. I mean, with the preparation and you know, we're talking about this or that. I mean, it's my favorite instance was when the bug was on the monitor. That was my favorite moment on the show. But and that was the first time something happened and I just left it. Said, you right. know what? That's kind of funny. I'm just going to leave it.
Oh, when you had that phone call.
Oh, with Brett. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
We just left that on there because it really worked well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you why I took the call is I was hoping it was a bill collector. Because I was going to say something funny to him, and I thought it'd be funny for the show.
I see.
But anyway, I know the easiest way that I think there is to listen to my show, and it's you know, apparently on the iPhone there's a app called Podcasts. You know, on every iPhone, you know, and you just go to that and hit search Tom Nardone, enter, hit subscribe, and there you are. It's every time the new show comes, you'll get notified. But I would think that the thing I do on Facebook, when I do post to Facebook, I always have it where the player is right there. So because people are on Facebook, you know, they can click on, you know, that player and it'll start playing, but then they can go do other things while it's going on. They don't, you know, whereas if I just posted the link to my blog page, well, now they have to leave Facebook basically, and they go to my page and get the player and all that crap there.
Right.
But I think it's just less intrusive to just have the player on their Facebook news feed, and then they can hit play and then they can keep doing whatever they're doing.
Well, I agree. I admit that's what I do. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, it can be playing and I can, not that I don't listen to it, but you can listen and be doing something, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of my favorite compliments that I've gotten was Lisa. Her boyfriend, she said to her one night, hey, would you do me a favor while I'm trying to sleep and put the Tom Nardone show on? So I was like, yeah, that's a cool thing. I always keep thinking about that because I always have a certain show on when I go to bed, and it's like, hey, I'm somebody's go to bed show now.
You know, you've made it.
Yeah, that's like a really cool thing. I don't know why. I just think that's really cool. I mean, it's, you know, maybe to and Yvonne too, because she does the same thing. We have been just so appreciative of everybody that has been listening. I mean, it's such a fun thing for us to do. And, you know, we wouldn't do it if people didn't listen, because it's like, what would be the point? I mean, because we have the same conversations, whether we're on a podcast or not. You know, it's just a matter of, did it get recorded or didn't it? You know, there's no need to record it unless...
Have you ever had a conversation and you guys go, oh my God, we should have had that on the show?
Yeah, I've actually stopped conversations that I didn't have by saying, hey, wait, Yvonne, this could be a show. Could we just talk about this? Let's make this a podcast here. And then I got something else I need to talk to you about, because I didn't want to talk about this thing. So I actually have used the podcast to not talk about something that I found irritating. I did that one time.
Save it for the podcast. Yeah, which that I will mean, never happen.
You know, right. And I mean, I know you said that you liked it, but you know, the only show that I have been a little funny about was the Netflix show. It's like something I really hate that I just recorded it and decided maybe this is a podcast. I haven't gotten any real negative feedback from it, but you know, it's basically, I just brought my recorder down and recorded the little session where me and Yvonne are trying to figure out what we're going to watch on Netflix. And all we ever do on Netflix is go through the queue and, you know, just ridicule everything.
But
and
that's what's so funny.
Yeah, I know. But
who doesn't do that? So
well, like, I get it. But it's so annoying. The process is so annoying to me that, I'm thinking after the next day, I'm in my car. It's the only show I've never listened to.
In my car the next day,
I'm listening to it. I'm like, good God, you know, what am I doing? I hate this shit. You know? So I'm like, I can't do that.
That's why you don't like it.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's not how I.
But for someone else, I guess I can understand if someone else might have enjoyed it. But anyway, it's out there. I even mentioned that maybe we'll be doing a volume two, but there won't be. That's it. That's all there'll ever be. So there's not going to be another Netflix show, but I'm going to go ahead and just, at least just for your benefit, I'll just leave the other show on there.
Yeah, leave it on. You know, have you thought about doing any video logging?
I guess so. You know,
I think that could be a natural, you guys could do like.
Sometimes we use Zoom to,
yes.
To record, I mean, not to record the show, but we'll have the laptop set up over here. It'll just be kind of, you know, on the studio as we're doing our thing. It's not really that exciting. It's just two people sitting there talking. I mean, it's not, I don't really know that. And we do record it just for posterity and maybe in case there is something, you know, for like a best of reel or a, you know, there are outtakes. There are times when Yvonne will do something that irritates me and I'll just stop the show and say, look, damn it. You know, and I get really, I mean, really angry, like not just, you know, play angry. I mean, like really, like what the hell is your problem? Kind of angry. Or she'll get angry with me. And, you know, I think one time she threw something at me, you know, and I'm just like, what the hell, you know, having to sift through all that and find it, you know, I don't know, but it's a lot.
No, I know, but I can see you guys, like when you were talking about going outside in the back.
Oh, and boy, that's about to crank up. Like, we're recording a show tomorrow night. I'm telling you what, this show is going to be something because Yvonne has been in California. You're about to learn why so many people hate California. I'm just going to give you one word, tofu. Yeah. She's into it.
No.
Which means, guess what?
Oh, no.
I'm going to be
into
it.
She was already doing stir fry now.
I know. You know, I know. Well, hey, just let's just save this for the show. This is going to be a show. You know, and I'll tell you, I've been cleaning up the garage this week and I built shelves out there and got a really great tool. It was in a store use clearance crap for like $9 at work. It was a little impact hammer or wrench. Really had a lot of fun with that out there. I like building stuff and doing stuff like that, but just not, I mean, I like it while I'm doing it, but the idea of doing any of it when I'm not doing it is just like, ugh. But once I'm out there doing it, you know, I'm good at it. You know, and I do, I'm very good at building stuff and I just, you know, I'm actually having a pretty good time being out there and I'm clearing out all the crap in the garage. So it's like throwing stuff away and putting stuff away. So had kind of a productive week and I fully went through the Assassin's Creed Rogue video game, beat that game completely.
You just got it.
So there's a few accomplishments that I've made this week and
congratulations.
Yeah. So Yvonne thinks she's going to come back here and grill me, but, the joke's going to be on her.
You're going to surprise her.
I might.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It always is a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
To you, Jenny. You are one of my favorite coaches, and I really do appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, no, thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't thank Tom enough. Be sure to check out his book, Chasing Kites, at ADHDpeople.net. Or TomNordone.net. Music provided by PodcastThemes.com. And if you enjoyed the show and like to be a sponsor, be sure and check out my Patreon page at Patreon.com/CandADHD. There's a lot of fabulous awards and prizes and goodies for helping me keep this show going. That's it for the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And whether you have ADHD yourself, or live with or love someone who does, or both, remember, we're all in this together, and everybody benefits when we begin to see through the other's eyes.